Edithina, have you seen my gold rings?
Oh, Archie, did you say something?
Edithina, where are my gold rings? I've been looking for them for 2 weeks. I can't find them anywhere.
Oh, Archifer, I gave them to the Israelites.
You did what?
I gave them to the Israelites when they was leaving Egypt.
What are you going to give my gold rings to them Israelites for?
Oh, well, they were so nice when they came to the door. They asked for silver and gold, and I gave it to them, Archifer. You know, I felt so sorry for those Israelites. They've been working real hard for the last 400 years. Oh, my, Archifer, I don't think we paid them.
Well, of course we didn't pay them, Edithina. That's why they're slaves. Slaves don't get paid. And they don't get my gold rings, neither.
Oh, but, Archifer, it seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
Well, it was the wrong thing to do at the time. You don't give slaves nothing, or they'll be wanting something all the time.
But, Archifer, they ain't slaves no more. Pharaoh let them go, remember?
How could I forget?
I've been making bricks ever since they left. And making bricks, that's hard work, you know. If Pharaoh hadn't drowned in the Red Sea, I'd kill him myself for letting no slaves go free.
Pharaoh didn't have no choice, Archifer. It was God who led his people out of Egypt. Why, the people were saying that God was Jehovah Rohi, the Lord God, their good shepherd. Why, there was a cloud in the daytime, and there was fire in the nighttime, and the Israelites were following it right out of Egypt, Archifer. You should have seen it, Archifer. It was amazing.
Well, if they were still here making bricks, I could have seen it. But I ain't had time to see nothing. Have you seen my belt?
The gold one?
No, the silver one.
Oh, I gave it to the Israelites, Archifer. As a matter of fact, I gave the gold one and the silver one to the Israelites. I just couldn't help myself, Archifer. It was the strangest feeling. I just wanted to give them everything in the house that was made out of silver and gold.
Is that why we've been eating out of paper plates for the past 2 weeks?
Yes, that's why. Did I do something wrong, Archifer?
No, you didn't do nothing wrong. You just gave away everything we own, that's all. I'm gonna go to my room and put on my robe and try to relax while I figure out a way to keep making money in this bricklaying business of ours, seeing how I'm suddenly one of the poorest men in all of Egypt.
Oh, I sure hope he doesn't want his silk robe. I used it to wrap all the silver and gold to give it to the Israelites. Oh, dear. I better go make some supper.
Edithina, have you seen my robe?
Yeah, I feel like a million bucks. I've never felt this good before. Why? Back in Egypt, when we were slaves making bricks, I was too old to work. The Egyptian's doctor said I'd die any day. I was so weak and tired, I couldn't even move a muscle.
There you are. I'm having a hard time keeping up with you. You're not tired, are you?
Me tired? No way, Jose. God is Jehovah Rapha, my healer.
All right, well, we got a long way to the promised land. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, you go on ahead, okay? I'll catch up with you. I'm talking to these kids right now.
Oh, you know, if this was last week, I wouldn't have believed it. But today, you're a new man.
I am a new man. Hey, when Pharaoh freed us from Egypt, I tried to talk my family into leaving me behind. I didn't want them carrying me through the desert. I'd be a burden too big to handle.
Father, there you are. I've been looking all over for you. I never thought that you could get ahead of me being as old as you are.
Yeah, well, I might look old, but I don't feel old, because God is Jehovah Rapha, my healer.
Well, come on, we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, you go on ahead, okay? I'm staying here a couple more minutes. I'm talking to these kids.
Okay. Hey! You're a walking miracle! Get it? I made a joke. A walking miracle. I cracked myself up.
I really am a walking miracle. Yeah. My family carried me through the Red Sea, all the way to the little lake called Mara. It was there that God told Moses that he'd be our healer, Jehovah Rapha. When I heard that, I jumped up on my feet. I've been walking ever since. I'm a walking miracle.
Grandpa! You see my mom and dad?
Oh, yeah, I just talked to both of them. They're on up ahead.
Well, let's catch up with them.
Yeah, go on ahead. I'll be there in a minute.
Aw, but I wanted to race you.
Now that's an offer I can't refuse. All right, on your mark, get set.
Hey, that's cheating! Hi, Mama.
Oh, hi, Gabe.
Why are you washing your clothes?
Well, something very exciting is going to happen 3 days from now. So why don't you bring me your nicest outfit and I'll wash it for you.
Why?
Well, Moses said that Jehovah Shammah's coming down that mountain in 3 days.
Who's coming down the mountain?
Jehovah Shammah.
Yes, Shammah's coming!
Well, he is very excited about Jehovah. That's a good thing.
Mama, is it true that Shammah the whale is coming?
Shammah the whale? Not that I know of, Mary, no.
Oh, that Gabe, I knew he was lying. He told me that you told him to go get his dirtiest clothes because we were going to walk up the mountain to see Shammah the whale.
I did not tell Gabe that we were going to see a whale. I told Gabe that in 3 days, Jehovah Shammah was going to be up on the mountain.
Is that what Moses was talking about?
Yes, that's what Moses was talking about. Now bring me all your dirty clothes so I can wash them. You need to look nice for Jehovah Shammah.
Okay, Mama. Oh, Mama.
Yes?
What is Jehovah Shammah?
Well, Mary, Jehovah Shammah means the Lord is present.
Present?
Yes.
Yes!
It is such a delight to see my children so excited about the Lord.
Mama! Why is God giving Mary a present and not me?
Then I have no idea what you're talking about, Eli.
Mary said that Jehovah Shammah was going to go to the top of the mountain on her birthday and give her a birthday present.
Mary's birthday's in 3 days, isn't it? I forgot about that.
So it's true?
No. Yes.
What?
No, not the birthday. I told Mary that Jehovah Shammah was going to be up on the mountain in 3 days. That's what I told her.
So Gabe was right. We can build our own SeaWorld.
Boy, what is a SeaWorld? No, Gabe was not right. Don't listen to your little brother. I told both of them that Jehovah Shammah was going to be on the mountain in 3 days. Jehovah Shammah means that the Lord is present. And by present, I mean that the Lord is there. Yeah, now you get it. But when's the last time you watched this? Don't tell me, I don't want to know. Just bring me all your dirty clothes so I can wash them so you can look presentable for Jehovah Shammah when we go up on that mountain.
I'll need to clean more than my dirty clothes, Mama. God does not like sin. Bye, Mama.
Boy, ooh, you better not be doing something dumb. If you are, you're going to have to deal with Mama Shammah.
What in tarnation is wrong with you, Abner?
What did I do, Mama?
You keep shooting off your mouth about wanting to go back to Egypt. We'd be better off in Egypt. You've been saying that for a month now.
Well, it's the truth.
Truth? You wouldn't know the truth if it smacked you in the head.
What's the truth, Mama, since you know so much?
God's word is the truth. If God promised to take us to the promised land, then that's good enough for me. But it ain't good enough for my boy, Abner, is it?
Oh, Mama.
Don't you remember when we were in Egypt? We were slaves, Abner. Okay, so you had a little food to put in that belly of yours, but you worked like a dog. frog from sunup till sundown. And boy, did you moan and groan. Oh God, get us out of here. You used to pray every night. Now listen to you.
But Mama, we're out here in the middle of nowhere with no roof over our heads and nothing to eat or drink. We could die out here.
That's what you said when Pharaoh and his army came chasing after us. We're gonna die. We can't go forward because the Red Sea is in front of us and Pharaoh's army is behind us. Then God split the Red Sea. What was that you said then, Abner? I can't remember.
I said I knew God wouldn't leave us out here to die.
That was the first intelligent thing you said since we left Egypt. In fact, that's the first intelligent thing you said your entire life.
Oh, Mama, now you're exaggerating.
Am I? Who was the one crying when we first left Egypt because we had to up and leave with no time to pack anything?
Oh, come on. We had to pack on a moment's notice.
What in the name of love were you going to pack? The hay we used to make bricks? We didn't own anything, Abner. We were slaves.
Well, you know how I hate to do anything last minute.
Last minute, my foot. You just hate doing anything, period. The Egyptians were giving us their gold and silver, but you didn't want any because you said it's too heavy to carry. What is wrong with you? You must take after your father because you sure enough didn't get any of that from me.
Well, you took enough silver and gold for the two of us. It would take a mule to carry everything you picked out.
I would have picked out a lot more if I could have gotten you to carry anything. I had to carry it all myself.
Is your back bothering you?
Well, what do you think? I've been doing the work of a mule.
Come on, everyone's leaving. I'll help you carry the silver and gold.
Only if you promise not to moan and groan about it.
I promise, and I won't say anything about going back to Egypt either.
Now, that's my boy.
Where are you, Moses? You've been gone too long. The people are getting nervous. They want me to make them a golden calf. What do I do? I should tell them no.
Here's some more jewelry for the golden calf. Where do you want it?
In the pot by the fire. Abner, what does your mother think about all this?
If you mean Moses being gone so long, she's not worried about Moses at all. She says God is talking to him, and he's probably got a lot to say about us and the way we're acting down here.
What does she mean, the way we're acting?
Why don't you ask her yourself?
There you are. I've been looking all over the wilderness for you. Where have you been?
Just helping Mr. Aaron.
What is wrong with you? Didn't I tell you not to get involved in this calf-making scheme?
Mama, I'm not a little boy anymore. I'm a man. I can make my own decisions.
The only man in this camp is up on that mountain talking to God. Aaron, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I don't know how you could be Moses' brother. You must take after your father.
Moses has been up there a long time. What if he doesn't come back?
You finished leading us to the promised land. He left you in charge.
I can't. What if God isn't really God? We'll be stuck out in this desert all by ourselves. We'll die out here.
So let me see if I got this right. There's no God, so you're gonna make a golden calf like the Egyptians used to worship, who, by the way, are all but vanished with no army to call their own because they drowned in the Red Sea. And now, this golden calf is the one who brought us out of Egypt? I didn't see no golden calf split the Red Sea. It sounds to me like you're being lured into a big mess.
I don't have time for this right now. I have to finish making the golden calf for the feast tomorrow.
God, give him the power to overcome temptation. Aaron, I would hate to be in your sandals when Moses gets back.
Do you think Moses will come back?
If I did, do you think I'd be doing this? One of God's commandments is not to worship idols. Do you think Moses will come back?
I don't know, but Mama's never been wrong before.
Well, let's hope she's wrong this time. Otherwise, we're in big trouble.
Hi, I'm Eula Brenner with Slave Cam. Thanks for watching Back Home in Egypt. Now I bet you're wondering, where did our slaves go? Well, currently they are in the base of Mount Sinai. Moses has been up on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. He's been in a conversation with their God about, we don't know what. But the real story is what has been happening at the base of the mountain with the Israelite camp. Oh, here comes Moses' brother, Aaron. Let's see if we can get a few words with him. Aaron!
You scared me!
I'm sorry, we're just—
Why do you keep following us around?
Well, because it's the hottest show in Egypt right now. Where did our slaves go? There's even a lottery betting to see how long you guys are gonna last in the desert. We're just informing the Egyptian people. They have a right to know.
Well, if I were you, I'd stay clear of Moses. He's a little, you know, upset.
And why is that?
Well, because when he was at the top of the mountain and he didn't come down, well, we thought that he burned in the fire. I didn't. The people did. Anyway, they wanted a god to lead them through the desert. So what I did was I grabbed all the jewelry, threw it in the fire, and then bam! Out came a golden calf.
He threw the gold into the fire, and out came a golden calf?
Yeah, like BAM!
That's not how that works, Aaron.
Well, it did.
No.
It happened.
It didn't. You're supposed to take jewelry and heat it until it liquefies, and then somebody has to take that gold and mold it into a shape, like a calf. I believe that is a more accurate account of what has happened here tonight, correct?
No comment. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
But
no.
We just wanted to know what happened with the golden calf. Okay. It seems that God's chosen people have abandoned their one true God and began worshiping a golden calf. Maybe all of their time in Egypt, where we worship idols daily, has influenced them in their time of crisis. It is still unclear as to what the condition of Moses is. As you know, being 40 days and 40 nights up on a mountain with no food or no water that we know of can take its toll on a person's body.
Oh, Eula, excuse me, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. Have you seen Aaron?
Well, Moses, can we just ask one question?
Fine.
Is it true that the Israelites, God's chosen people, have completely abandoned God and you and began worshiping a golden calf?
That is not true. We worship and serve the one true God, Jehovah Emkadesh, the Lord who sanctifies us. He has set us apart to do his will on the earth. We are his chosen people.
Right. So you mean to tell us that there was no golden calf made and worshipped here tonight?
There was a golden calf, but I have destroyed it. For we worship the one true God, and him only do we serve.
So I'm going to ask another question. The question that everybody back at home wants to know. What exactly happened up on Mount Sinai?
Well, the Lord had given us his laws written on stone tablets for us to follow so that the whole world can see that we have been set apart for his purpose.
What kind of laws?
Don't steal, don't kill, those sort of things. Worship God. Don't worship idols.
Like a golden calf. So you mean to tell me that while you were up on Mount Sinai, receiving these laws from your God, the people of Israel were down at the bottom of Mount Sinai, breaking all your laws?
Which is why I threw the tablets down. I was so angry at their actions. Uh-huh. But we are still God's chosen people, and he will lead us into the promised land, like he said, for he is a God that cannot lie.
So will you be going back to Egypt?
No, we will not return to Egypt. We will go to the promised land and... excuse me.
Well, it seems to me that God's chosen people are in desperate need of a savior. Why any God would choose a stiff-necked group of people to claim still amazes me. Well, that's all we have for tonight. Thank you for joining us on Slave Camp. I'm Eula Brenner. We'll see you next week.
Did you see those grapes? I'm telling you, the land is every bit as wonderful as God said it would be. God has given it to us. Tell them, Caleb.
It truly is a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, not really milk and honey. It's a land flowing with health and prosperity. Let us go up at once and possess it. God is with us.
Wait, Joshua is right. That land is wonderful. Even more wonderful than I thought. but there are giants living there. We cannot defeat them.
We can defeat them. We have God on our side. He has given us authority over the enemy.
We look like grasshoppers next to those giants. I would rather have my friends and family go back to Egypt and live as slaves than to have to fight those giants.
Get real. Listen to me. God delivered us from Egypt. He brought us through the Red Sea. He defeated Pharaoh and his army. He has fed us manna and quail out here in the wilderness. God did not send us to spy out the land to make us afraid. He sent us to give us hope, to give us something to look forward to. Now come and let us go take the land.
We all know what God has done for us. We are all grateful. But I think it is time we go back to Egypt. We cannot possess this land, for the giants are too strong.
Do not be afraid. God would not have told us to go in if we couldn't defeat them. We must not rebel against the Lord. We can overcome our enemies.
Now come, let us go and take the land.
There were 12 of us that spied out the land. Of the 12, these are the only two that believe we can defeat the giants. The rest of us agree that it's impossible to fight them. If Moses will not take us back to Egypt, then let us elect a new leader at once to take us back.
Why, you?
It's no use, Joshua. Let him go.
If it weren't for Moses, you'd still be a slave making bricks 7 days a week. Come on, Caleb. Let me beat him up.
Joshua, settle down. It won't do any good. He's afraid. He's listening to the devil.
If I was God, I'd zap them all with lightning.
Well, let's be glad you're not God. Those are our friends.
So now what?
Well, we're going to have to wait for 40 years in this wilderness until all of them die. And then you and I and their children will go into the promised land and defeat the giants.
What makes you so sure?
I've read the end of the book.
Oh, wait, what book? What book?